And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Second hour, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna. It's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. We're brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the great events coming to the season that dreams are made of at mscopus.org. Lots of great stuff on there. Lots of cool events, lots of cool shows. Check that out, mscopus.org. We got a text. We're talking about coaches that wanted to hit you. Or, well, you told us.
Somebody's gonna want to hit me. Good.
Yeah. No, someone texted. Played basketball at Consol in '78 and played against Eric. He had his glasses duct taped together. But thank God we didn't play them in football.
Wow.
So there you go. Story from out there.
And there's been a lot of accusations of high school coaches physically touching a player, you know, grabbing him.
Yeah, you never want to do that.
And then all of a sudden everybody gets involved and. You know, it's one of those fine lines. I've been in the business 40 years. I grew up at a time where if a coach wasn't grabbing you, then he wasn't doing his job, because then the people in the community want to say, what kind of discipline do you have? And I've seen some wild locker room scenes in my time going from and so now where you can't even touch anybody. I mean, you have somebody around you all the time. My son right now is doing a camp, which I've talked to you before, out in it's outside Bandera, and he actually is overseas all guys in his group, 13. But they make sure if he has to interact with any female in the campers or anywhere up to high school age, and my son's only a year out of high school, you've got to have, like, one or two females with you. You've got to have everything. I mean, today, it's just amazing. You've got to worry about you got to think bad things almost just to avoid them. And that's the time we live in. Don't touch anybody. Don't holler at them. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. And there's pluses and minuses in all that.
My dad tells a funny story back when he used to play, because I have a large head, both physically and metaphorically, but my dad's is huge. And so he had like a special order football helmet. And so one of the coaches would like to grab his helmet and put it on during drills, because the only one that would fit him. So my dad would say every time he'd get his helmet back, it'd have a little dip on the face mask.
I always like to tell two true stories of my time. I'm 62 years old. One time in science class, and we had the old Windows. One of the guys wasn't listening, so the teacher, his name was Bull Fisher, went and picked the kid up and threw him out the window. The window was open, but he threw him out. And then our basketball coach, one of the pretty boys, so to speak, got in. He didn't play. Got in because of foul trouble near the end of the first half. Jacked up a couple shots. We got to the locker room. The coach took him, physically threw him down on the floor over the shower, the foot deal where you know, foot spray, yeah, so you're the athletic feet. Held him down and said, if you ever do that again, da-da-da. And, like, everybody, their eyes are wide open. Today, both those coaches would have been lawsuits, gone. But as a youth, boy, was those eye-opening experiences. You don't want to get thrown out of school while class is going on.
The thing I can remember, I didn't even make it far enough to have any crazy high school. I stopped playing, I guess, when I was a sophomore in high school. But the worst thing that ever happened to us happened in seventh grade. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me in sports. And we were all taking it. It was freezing in Kerrville. And it was the way that Kerrville did it is the after your football season was over in seventh grade, you went into off season, and all the off season kids, you spent like 2 weeks learning how to properly lift weights. So you didn't get to put any weights on the bar.
But none.
It was for 2 weeks. All you did was the bar, and you had to have the right form and all this kind of stuff. And it's December, January, somewhere like that in Kerrville. And it's pretty cold up there in the hills. So we go outside, and our group that day had been allowed to put some weights on the bar. So we were like psyched up. So we go outside and we're doing the whole take a knee and coach is giving a speech or whatever. And we can't like, we're all so excited. We got to put weight. We're all telling all our, you know, oh, yeah, you know, our group got to put weights on the barn today. And the other, everyone in the coach out there kind of gives us this look that means, hey, y'all need to be quiet.
Shut up.
But then it happened again. We kept talking. So he goes, all right, everybody line up. And we did, different people call different things, air raids, bombers, mm-hmm. whatever. Basically, you run, the coach blows the whistle, you dive. You stand up, you keep running, you dive. Well, we're in those like little tiny shorts that everyone wore back then. Still does, as far as I know, in seventh grade athletics. And those T-shirts, and there's like frost on the ground. It's like first period. And we had to do like those dive for like 100 yards back and like three times. I mean, it was like that's still to this day the most painful thing I've ever done athletically. It was doing dive bombs in the frost for talking for finally getting to put weights on the bar.
See,
how bad is that?
I'm thinking about that. I think in my two instances, if I get a good lawyer, couldn't I file suit against the lawsuit? I'm mentally deranged at this age because of that.
That's why you can't pronounce names right.
Exactly.
You're always afraid they're coming after you. Someone texted, and I don't know what this means, and I don't want to get you in trouble. It says, ask you about Dennis Lane at Consol.
Dennis Lane
I don't know what that means.
He was a passionate defensive coordinator. Passionate. And he was a hands-on defensive coordinator. That's a good name. That's a good name. Not that far back.
Well,
and he's, you would run through a wall for him, and I could see his
throw
player.
You through.
Right, exactly. Probably, but he would lead you through the wall. So that's a good name, Coach Lane. And like I said, I understand some of the coaches back in my time when I was playing, and then early coverage. They maybe went a little bit too far, but now we've gone too far the other way. Now you can't even touch anybody. And football's physical, basketball's physical, but at what point? And you got sometimes you got to use common sense.
remember
Dennis Lane. That's a good one.
Well, we had an interesting one too because you know so much has been made of Johnny Manziel up in Cleveland and the coach from Kerrville that was living with him for a while. He's not living there anymore. He moved back, but Julius Scott, Juju, as everyone in Kerrville calls him,
Juju.
Okay, but wow. He was my eighth grade coach. Mm. So that's why, you know, these different stories about him being around and being with Johnny and all this stuff. It was funny because I remember he was crazy, and we all thought he was insane when he was our eighth grade coach. We can't even imagine him as a varsity coach. Who knows what he was making kids do up there.
With the big whistle.
Yeah, he's who knows what he might have been doing. We got a call from Daniel, who I think wants to weigh in on what we're talking about. Daniel, how's it going?
Hey, I really enjoyed this last few segments. I think you guys ought to get like a Cease fireside chat going there to get some of those stories to come to the surface. And but also I wanted to say that, you know, the Bryant High School had its 40th high school reunion.
Wow.
And I'd like to say that Robert Sesson, the Cub reporter, has never changed. He's always been very kind and personable and utmost professional. I wish you guys a good day.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks. Take care, bud.
Yeah, there you go. Cease, you get a fireside. Maybe we'll do that. We should start in the season. Cease's fireside chat.
Nothing beats real life. And like I said, Dennis Lane, it's like, you know, then what coaches say to motivate players over the years. And now you got to be careful with phones. And people might be running that get a lot of trouble.
Well, I've told that story on the show before. And Julius Scott might be one of the best two coaches that I ever had. The other one would have been Mark Smith, who was the varsity coach. But he came down and messed with us a little bit at the junior high, and we were freshmen. But the worst coach I ever had, I won't say his name, but and I've told this story before, so some of y'all that listen all the time might this be a little redundant. But he used to tell this bizarre story that none of us got. Now, keep in mind, we're at Tyvee High School in Kerrville, which, not to say that, you know, we're South Lake Carroll, but up there in the Hill Country, Kerrville is the big dog. I mean, Kerrville beats everyone. You know, to not make the playoffs is inconceivable. I mean, they've made it for however many years in a row. And our coach would come in and tell this story about this small dog that kept getting beat up. And he would be like, and that, you know, he walked by those bulldogs, and they beat him up. But then he kept coming back, and eventually they stopped beating him up. And we were like, what does that even mean? Coach, like, we're the favorite team.
We're the big dogs.
Yeah, we're the team.
We're the St. Bernards.
Right. What are
we're
you talking
bulldogs.
About? Yeah, so that was always on the opposite end. That was the worst pregame. And then he would tell it, like, twice a year. And every single time, everyone would just be like, And it was really funny because our team, I was on the B team in eighth grade, and then the B team in seventh to eighth grade B team, and then the freshman team at Tyvee. We never lost. Like, we were undefeated the whole time. But he would still give that speech every time. And we're like, what are you even talking about?
I guess I get worried now when I'm watching TV and they go, okay, we're going to go into the locker room today. And I go,
yeah,
you know, a lot of, I don't know if they're that good a coach. If you go in the locker room, sometimes when those coaches get on those rolls, you can't have cameras. What's being said?
Absolutely not.
And I go, the fact that they want to get in there, and I go, man, is that coach really successful? I mean, you know, or just, because I always like to picture myself, what do you think Steve Spurrier was like at halftime last year of the game?
Oh, man.
In South Carolina. How was he like after three 11-win seasons and they're just getting a dog kicked? I'd like to have been in that.
See what he said. I think he would have come in and been, like, sarcastic, you know?
Well, I think he would have been.
But the ones that I worry about would have been, like,
Will Muschamp.
Well, Muschamp, oh, I can't think of his name now, but the Arkansas coach that was there, for John L. Smith.
John L. Smith.
Oh, what would he? What was some of his speeches like?
He was, oh, geez. He would lose you. He would lose people.
How about Joe Kynes at halftime?
Joe Kynes buying green apples or green bananas and yellow bananas at that time. Like, wow. But like I said, always think about that. What coach at halftime? What, you know, who do you want to be in there with?
Someone texted, if you'd got your bell rung, Dennis would tell the trainer to take you in and give you an ice water enema. That doesn't sound very good.
Yeah, we need to move on, I guess. But, I just wonder. I understand, you know, it's different for women's basketball. You can't be that.
Well, it's different teams. You know, I've seen some teams like the rah-rah thing, yeah. Some don't. Mark Turgeon was famously not, you know, he would give a little speech, but he wasn't a go out there and kill him kind of guy. So, you know, different.
And sometimes you need an assistant because I can't really see Billy Kennedy being in there.
No, but Stansberry is. And they've actually shown a little bit of that.
But I'm seeing that, yeah. You got to have somebody compliment you.
Yeah, they've shown a little bit of that on the videos they do. Yeah. I can't remember which game it was last year, but they showed one of the pregame speeches. And Stansberry's kind of the, you know, get after him.
Get to guy.
And then Kennedy's kind of the, you know, here's how we're going to
do it. Okay, this is how we're going to do it.
Yeah. Good point. There you go. Let's go to break. Good stories there. If y'all want to hit us up, keep them coming. 229-1939. When we come back, let's talk a little NFL stuff going on today. People being suspended, people being unsuspended. We will break it all down. So come back. Hang out with us. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagles. Sports Radio 1150, Zone FM 102.7.
Texans are teaming up to reduce teen pregnancy.
We're teaming up by starting the conversation.
We're teaming up to educate our community.
We're teaming up to mobilize a coalition.
When it comes to reducing teen pregnancy in our communities,
we're teaming up to make a difference.
OurTownForTeens.org is helping communities all over Texas reduce teen pregnancy by putting the resources you need at your fingertips. OurTownForTeens.org. Team up. We can do this.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Construction Science Department to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Construction Science Department uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist.
Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check.
We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together.
Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
fall into fun with Brian Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your kids healthy with an article on the important checkups your child needs for back to school. And be sure to check out our after-school activity guide. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at BrianBroadcasting.com.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Listen in to the High School Coaches Profile, brought to you by Kelly Burt Dozier.
Listen in Tuesdays at 12:30
on the Louis Belina Show, powered by teamofnavasota.com.
Welcome back. Tell you what let's do before we get too far. I always get into it and then forget. Let's go ahead and give away. We have four of them. We have four tickets to tomorrow's Bombers game against the Victoria Generals. Let's give those away. Give us a call, 693-1150, and whoever...
You doing two twos?
No. You get the whole four. Well, unless they only want two, then maybe then Sean can tell
us. That's what I'm asking you.
Maybe we want to do two. But give us a call, 693-1150. We got four tickets to tomorrow's game. You got to pick them up this afternoon or tomorrow before the game sometime. So it gives you plenty of time. We're over here in Bryan anyway. It's not that big of a town. So you can get over here and pick those up. Again, 693-1150, four tickets for tomorrow's game. Just whoever calls first. You don't have to answer a question or do anything. Or all you got to do is... give us a call.
I was in Pensacola. I saw that their minor league team was at 10 sellouts this year. They had 5,000 there, but I couldn't get the wife or the daughter. Didn't want to go out to baseball.
Didn't want to go to the game?
No.
All right. Let's dive in on the thing everyone's talking about. And look, it was funny about this. I actually wrote on the sheet, and I'm pointing this
to you.
Cease. I know the people on the radio can't see this, but I wrote down, we were going to talk about what are they waiting on in the Deflategate announcement.
Yeah, it was just...
took forever.
They said it was going to be soon, and that was like 4 weeks ago.
Literally, as soon as I hit print, the news came out. The NFL upholding Tom Brady's four-game suspension for... basically, they said that Tom Brady instructed whoever, some minions, to destroy his phone before it could be investigated by the Wells Report. Now, I have a little bit of an issue with this because as far as I know, he doesn't have to turn his phone over to the NFL. That's not in his contract. So,
don't know. Makes you wonder what else was on the phone.
Well, I don't have to wonder. I could guess what else is on the phone that he wouldn't want to become part of the public record. But at any rate, upholding the suspension basically because he broke the phone. Said, "Hey, you're not getting any evidence from me."
Now, I'd be interested to read all the columnists of how Tom Brady will be viewed by the public. What's this going to do to his popularity?
Nothing.
I'm just telling you, they're going to get ready for the columns, get ready for the talk shows. What does this do to Tom Brady?
Here's why
the guy's still a pretty good quarterback.
I'm convinced that they want it to be four games just because
of your Colts.
Yeah, because of the Colts. They will come back to face the Colts, who is the team that allegedly, supposedly, is the one leading the charge against
them.
Yeah, well, they got hosed. Supposedly, they're the ones testifying against the Patriots. They're the ones that wanted the suspension upheld, all kinds of stuff. It'll be the
must-see game. Must-see game.
Yeah, and it's like a Sunday night, prime time. Maybe I think it's a Sunday night. It might be prime time. But,
it's prime time.
I could have maybe seen him shorting it to three games because week five they play the Cowboys.
But once I read everything that Brady's camp was trying to get, zero games, I go, oh, that's it. You're not going to get a one- or two-game knockoff. When you're gone, all or nothing, you're going to get nailed to the wall. Because I think if Brady's people would have come in and said, hey, we'll take a two-game suspension, we'll take a three-game suspension, what can we do? But they said, no, we want nothing. Everything I read the last couple of days, they wanted all or nothing. Well, guess what? You're getting all. You're getting
four games. Does this matter in the AFC East? I mean, is anyone going to beat them anyway? No. The Jets, Bills, and Dolphins
I would
are
say no, but the NFL, you can always say you're a few injuries away, but the Patriots have proven they can overcome injuries. They're a team that can master losing people, adding people, still win. But that being said, you always eventually do reach a point where you can't replace everyone. Could this be the year that Tannehill and Miami break through? Okay.
No.
You got. See, I'm looking at my Steelers going in. I don't know if they can win at New England even without facing Tom Brady. New England's going to be favored.
Here's the thing. I fully believe
they'll be 3-1 after four games.
Jimmy Garoppolo could still win the AFC East easily.
They'll be 3-1 after four games.
The question though is, would this be enough to possibly impact who's at home in the playoffs, which could make a big difference.
Okay, what do you think your record's going to be after four games? 2-2? You're going to go 2-2 route?
I'm trying to. They're not beating the Cowboys.
Steelers don't have Bell at home, so they can beat the Steelers.
Yeah, they're not beating the Cowboys. If they get the Steelers, they'll be 3-1 because they'll beat the Bills and they'll beat the Jags.
So that's 3-1.
A team of, you know, well,
it's a Cowboy game at Dallas.
That is at Dallas.
Okay, you're right. They're
not going to win that one, but. I don't know. Like I said, if the Steelers could clip them, maybe that's 2-2. But could one game swing? Could they maybe have to go to Indianapolis instead of Indianapolis going there? Or to Denver instead of Denver going there? I mean, those are the three teams people talk about in the AFC. So maybe.
Hoppy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Hoppy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone HD.
There is so much happening in Aggie football this fall, you need to be attending the best live show around to stay up to date and on top of all things Aggie football. It happens every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1 at the Tap, and it's called the Belucci Hour. Get recruiting insight from Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of Texags Radio every week, twice a week this fall. Plus, enjoy the Tap's delicious $7.99 lunch specials with all the bells and whistles. Make the Belucci Hour lunch a part of your week every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. One person is dead after an early morning mobile home fire at Mobile Town Mobile Home Park in Bryan.
Fire department and officers responded to the residence. There were multiple adult individuals inside the residence, and everyone but one adult female made it out.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the call came in shortly after 2 this morning and no neighboring homes were damaged. Bryan PD is investigating the cause of death and Bryan Fire Department is investigating the cause of the fire.
Developers of a combination student housing and retail complex next to Wolfpin Creek Park now have the option of turning the business space into more apartments. The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved a conditional use permit involving the lofts at Wolfpin Creek at Dartmouth and Holloman. James Benham, who moved approval, says the city has no business getting involved in the negotiations of the last business in the complex whose lease is expiring.
This current tenant's lease is up in August of 2015. I lease several buildings all over the world for commercial purposes, and my expectations do not exceed the term of my lease because I know that I don't own that building and I don't have the right to dictate to the property owner what they do.
Julie Schultz wanted to keep the ground floor retail as originally approved. Based on the variety of apartment floor plans on the loft's website, the four retail spaces could be turned into as many as 14 one-bedroom, one-bath units. The next leg of new freeway on and off ramps began this morning. Southbound traffic will not be able to exit at Southwest Parkway or enter the freeway in front of the mall. Meantime, southbound freeway construction will continue between Briarcrest and University for at least two more weeks. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Ranger fans, you can help us help the community win through the Texas Rangers Baseball Foundation and its programs. RBI and its companion program, Junior RBI, are good examples. The kids in the Reviving Baseball and Inner Cities program win no matter what the outcome of their game. The initiative provides uniforms, equipment, and opportunity to lower-income boys and girls who otherwise might not get a chance to play baseball or softball at all. Help those kids win at a foundation event or by donating at texasrangers.com/foundation.
Listen to The Zone, 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150 on your smartphone, tablet, or PC. Visit RadioAggieland.com. Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Shenanigans, fellas. The NFL heard us talking about Tom Brady in the NFL, yeah. and pulled
deflated
the plug.
Our show.
They
right.
pulled the plug on us.
Right.
So we better not say anything else. So I take it all back. I love Tom Brady. I love Roger Goodell. They're running a great organization over there, and everyone should just fall in line and appreciate it.
I think any time discussion of Roger Goodell goes off the air, it's probably a good thing.
Yeah, like I said, we're all on the same page now. We've been corrected. We all love the NFL again. No, just kidding. Some technical difficulties. We are back. But that gives you all a little bit more time today on the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. And fellas, all of the youth were out at Tigerland today the photo day.
Yeah,
it was hot, but it was fun.
It was hotter than when we did it last year for the first time. But, man, I just love doing this. I love the chance to talk to some of these kids and pat them on the back and wish them good luck on the season. And maybe it was me, but, I mean, we had four state champions out there, and a lot of the guys that weren't state champions had good-looking players. I mean, guys that looked like this could be quite a year. And I've been thinking all along, there's not any of those champions that don't have a legitimate chance of repeating coming up this year. That's not always the case. Just because you win it one year doesn't mean you can do it the year after. Now,
I'll tell you my favorite moment out there today, talking to the guys from Rockdale. And I said, did y'all bring the bell with you? And they said, no, they didn't bring it with. I was like, yeah, well, they clipped you on the playoffs, but you also have the bell, right? And the first thing the guy said goes, yeah, we had a lot of injuries. You know, they're ready. They're ready to keep the thing. They're not willing to give it up.
Despite
the fact that Cameron Yeo not only beat them in the playoffs, but went on to win the state title.
Yeah,
Rockdale still has the bell. They're still excited about it.
It's like the come and take it thing. You got
the bells
doing that. Well, what we did actually was get a lot of coaches and players together for what started out as a photo day, but it's really turned into a big media day because we had TV stations there and radio and other newspapers, and so we just kind of invited anybody that wanted to come to cover it, and it's just fun. I mean, we get a great opportunity to get a lot of kids in here.
And for the listeners who don't know, David really brought this idea to our staff, and he had done it at other papers he had been at. But we have, David, I guess, did you decide we had 28 schools in our coverage area? Whatever we have, we basically reached out to the coaches, the football coaches from all the area schools, and invited them to bring some of their players in. And some schools maybe sent 3 or 4. Some of them sent 7, 8, 9, or 10, which was kind of cool. And we had a, David mentioned photo day. We had our photographers out there. We're taking pictures of them, featurey type pictures. If you're a receiver catching a pass, Aubrey, I think your job was to throw the pass. I don't know if you probably got to ice your shoulder down.
I didn't
down.
Get quite as much work in as I did last year.
I actually was looking at some of those pictures. There's some really nice featurey type shots that I was very impressed with.
Those different things, our good friends over at KBTX, Daryl and the gang, actually had 4 cameras there, yeah. 3 set up just doing player interviews. The folks over at KAGS had their camera there doing player interviews. We also had a setup inside the Consol Fieldhouse. David Raphael and Brian Cope and those guys were kind enough to host us again this year. So we had, as it turned out, it was actually the baseball players' locker room that we had set up to take mugshots of all the players. And then we had another room, actually a meeting room that they let us use, where the players went in and filled out questionnaires. And David, the thing that's interesting to me, and I think will be interested to our listeners, is that you said you printed 170 of the questionnaires.
Right, I think we ran out.
And we ran out at the end, and that's certainly more players than we expected. And just so the listeners will know, there are several reasons that we do this, and this is something, as I said, you've been pushing for many years, but it gives us material that we'll use not only in our high school football preview section, but also that we'll be able to use during the course of the year if Christian Lara from Rockdale catches 5 touchdown passes,
which could happen any game, right?
Yeah, and we'll have a picture of him that we can use, and certainly we'll use a lot of that stuff for our preview section, which we need to probably start promoting already. And we're going to use that for our high school coverage throughout the season, actually.
I should point out that Caldwell Country sponsored this. They got involved with this and going to be involved with a lot of our high school coverage this year. And so we very much appreciate that. And turned out to be a warm day out there, but a really nice day. Really nice day as it worked out, because I thought everybody was so cooperative. You know, what I like, and I know some people do things like this, and they bring them in by scheduled times, and you'll say, okay, you'll be here 1 hour, you'll be here the next hour, and things like that. I don't really like that, because I want the guys from Centerville to meet the guys from Somerville. I want the guys from Cameron to meet the guys from Navasota. And maybe if they wanted to talk a little trash, I could blame neither one of those guys.
Well, I'm just saying we need a better warm-up comedian next year, because Larry, you didn't quite your humor doesn't quite transcend the generations down to today's youth.
You sound like you might be auditioning for the role.
Yeah, so, well, you're welcome to have it. You know,
Aubrey, who is sort of our Amy Schumer around
yeah.
here.
I'll just try this out on the listeners. You know, the folks are kind enough to listen. We've kind of got them captive. But I thought it was pretty good. You know, I just said that we wanted to make them glad that they attended our media day, and that we would write them a note, like a kid gets when he's missing school, that we would write them a note so they could get out of running wind sprints or gassers or whatever you call it. I thought that was a pretty good opening. My wife thought it was real funny. Out of 150 some odd kids, not one of them laughed. Nobody was happy. Nobody clapped. The only comment at all was from our mean photographer, Dave McDermott, who said that wasn't funny. So,
and then people laughed at that. So yeah, it was a bit.
Yeah,
that's what
so
you got to say.
Not,
you got to say the whole thing was a setup for Dave. That's what you need to go.
Larry's working the straight man role today.
I really will never get over it. There are a few things I want to mention to the listeners, just to let them know, because you talk about news and things that happen. A couple of things that I thought were newsworthy. One, David mentioned the fact that we had 4 teams that won state championships last year, and that's a theme kind of going into the season. That'll be the theme for the cover shot for our preview section. But a couple other noteworthy things. Calvert was there. We were joking afterwards that we felt like the entire Calvert team, maybe the entire student body, and if not the entire city was there. And the thing about that is that their coach, this was either his first or second day on the job.
Yeah, he doesn't know who his best
player. Wayne Ware. He was there. Right. Michael Cotton, the AD, came with him, which was nice. But, I mean, he's brand new on the job. We didn't even expect him to show up. And they showed up. And they showed up in force, you know, in numbers.
Well, and that was part of the deal. We went from all of our 5A schools in town. All, in fact, all of our 5A schools were there because Brenham, which was not there last year, came in this year. And we thank Glenn West for getting some of his players up here. And of course, with Brenham, I never know who's going to be good. But when they get here, by the time the season rolls around, I'm pretty sure everybody that was here is going to be a player. And we had all of our 5As. We went down to 6A. We had down an academy there. We had Beva Chia, which is Brazos Valley Home Educators Association, and so we had a variety of folks here, and just literally all over the map as far as the size of the schools, and some pretty good drives too. It's no short drive from Centerville here, and from Rockdale. It's a good hour to get here, so we really appreciate everybody coming.
Yeah,
it was
fun. Think we do need to make a note of this, and I actually got Steve, our news reporter, who was out working on a story about this event for tomorrow's paper. I set up an interview personally between him and one of the players from Milano, because Milano, the Eagles, were the first ones there.
Yeah.
They were there approximately 9:04 a.m. for a 10 a.m. event. And so we I think they deserve credit. Another thing that's noteworthy to a certain extent, it's a story that I'll be writing since you wouldn't take it. Aubrey, thank you very much for that. But Trendavian Dixon, the wide receiver from Navasota, last week he announced that he would be playing for the University of Texas. A lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, had assumed that Trendavian would be going to A&M. Last year he committed to Baylor. He rescinded that commitment. And he went back and was recruited by everybody. I asked him who came, and he talked about the, you know, USC and Alabama and all the people that were the finalists. And I said, "Did Nick Saban come?" He said, "No, they send the assistant coach." So, but anyway, he talked about why he picked Texas. It was our first opportunity to interview him since he had made his decision. So we'll have a story on that in tomorrow's paper. There'll be a lot of Aggie fans reading that. They'll be sad for two reasons. First of all, they'll be sad because he picked Texas. And second of all, they'll be sad because I'm writing the story rather than Aubrey. And I know they would love to have that. But that was one of the sort of newsworthy things that happened. We ought to mention, and I actually got a call from Lee Benson, our friend over at KAGS, and he called me to ask how many teams we had total. We need to figure that out, but we did figure we had around 170 kids, and it was more than we had.
I had it at 27 if everybody showed up.
27 teams. So it was a good day. It's part of, really, this is a starting process for us as we get ready to go into high school football. And
it's a huge first step for us, too.
And we'll self-promote because we're going to have a football preview section, and we'll have our daily coverage. So this is part of that. You'll get to listen to a lot of these folks as we go along. We'll be talking about those teams and those people. But it was a good start. I thought we had put David in charge of the weather. I woke up, it was completely overcast.
Which would have been nice.
I thought, man, this is awesome. And I was driving down the bypass, heading to College Station, and good old Mr. Sun broke through. But we got through it. We appreciate all the people at our office that helped with it. There'll be, as I said, they'll have probably pictures and stories in the paper tomorrow about it, and we'll use the material as we go along. One thing, Aubrey, I don't know if you have already put it online or if you will put it online, but one of the Navasota coaches told us that one of their players did a spot-on imitation of Lee Fedora.
I haven't put it up quite yet.
So what we did is you got a video of this player, and it's Kadarius Baker's younger brother.
Caron Baker.
Caron Baker. He supposedly does a great impersonation of Lee Fedora. So what we did to set
it up. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
We had him giving some instructions and kind of a pep talk to Trendavian Dixon, and you got that on video. And I'll be curious to see. One other thing we ought to mention is when we had the players fill out the questionnaires. David had some fun questions that we'll have some answers in the paper. We also got their Twitter handles. Darren Benson, our friend who's often on the news segment at the end of the program.
So more followers for Aubrey is what we're saying.
Thought that would be good. So I would think at some point, because I told my wife that we had got the kids' Twitter handles, and she said, are you going to publish that? And I go, that's up to Darren and Aubrey and whoever else. But I would think it would be interesting just to try to see who has the best Twitter handles. As you said all along, Ty Brock, the College Station quarterback,
right,
which is Chewbacca 11. He thinks that's
a great clear winner. I real quick, just give out some of my own awards for today. Best shoes, easily Trendavian Dixon.
He had some incredible
neon shoes.
You tweeted those. In fact, you tweeted that a lot on Brass's Sports, right?
And then my favorite, I tried to get at least one photo of all the teams out there. My favorite thing, and I suggested this, Bremond, who's the Tigers, but one of their players, I think his name was Josh White, came and he had a hat on. He's apparently involved with the FFA or 4-H, one of those things. But his hat said show pigs on it. Mm-hmm. And I said, that should be the Bremond mascot.
That's
way more original than the Tigers. And the old linemen would love it, the Bremond show pigs.
And you know, they're just now putting down the artificial turf there in Bremond, so it's not too late.
not too late to change it, Bremond. Plant the
show pig logo at some point.
Given the background that I have growing up, Aubrey, you know I love that. I saw that kid with the cap. And that's a great thing about high school kids. You just never know, because I'd tease them about whether they had their hair in place to go in and get their mugshot taken. And here's a guy who, was he worried about his hair? No, he's going to have to take off his cap with show pigs on just to have his mugshot taken.
Yeah.
You know, the quality was awfully good. I mean, we talked about the championship teams, but we had semifinal teams, too. I mean, we had Calvert that went to the semifinals, Centerville, who came in. They didn't come last year, but they came this year. They were a semifinal team this year. And, man, the thing that got me, there were some huge kids out there, and not just big kids, but kids that looked like they were in way better shape than the three of us. But
that's not saying a lot. Yeah, that's not a high bar to clear.
Yeah, but I mean, they had guys that looked like football players, and that was just about every school we saw.
We did have a bigger turnout, and I would think a better, more productive day than we had last year when you did it for the first time. There are rumors out there that some of the coaches heard about your passing when we were setting up those feature photos, Aubrey, and that some of the players thought to themselves, I just would love a chance to catch a pass
from
him.
It's like George Whitfield, you know, the players all go out and work with him in California.
Right.
It's the receivers just want to come in and get a little work with my arm. And I let him down a little bit today because I was busy. We had so much going on. I was going around trying to keep everyone flowing in the right way and doing all the Twitter stuff. I didn't throw quite as many passes today. But
would it have, just out of curiosity, if you had that opportunity, would you been in the surf and the heat today? Because we saw Johnny do that.
On the Pacific is cool, right? That's the cool one. Yeah, I'd have been out there in the surf a little bit. That would have been cool than what we were doing.
We could have thrown that bucket of ice that Sea Sprout out there on you if we needed to.
Yeah, there you go. But a good time out there by everybody. The thing I love about it is seeing the teams, like you mentioned, we had everything from a six-man state championship team to our local 5A schools out there. So I thought that was one of the cool things about it.
It was fun. And a lot of guys just go by because they just know each other in town, especially the guys here, and they give you a little fist bump, something like that along the way because, in a couple – you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks, something like that. They're going to be hot and heavy going at it, playing football. But it's not the case right now. They're pretty good friends, it seems like.
Yeah, you managed not to get anyone brawling up there in the stands.
Didn't see a bit of that.
Larry forced them all together, but they all played nice today. Probably not the case in about a month, right?
Probably not.
I'm still pretty broken up about them not liking the line about a note to get out of wind sprints.
Well, maybe they don't use notes.
I stayed up late last night trying to think.
Maybe you got
to
update it. Maybe they do emails, or maybe the doctor tweets at the school. I don't know how it works now. Maybe you got to update your material, Larry.
Maybe they're so serious they want to run those gassers, baby.
That's true. That's true. They want to run them. They got to get ready for a big season with all the schools around here. But looking forward to it. And I mentioned yesterday on the show, I got excited when Louie sent out the monthly play-by-play calendar for the station, because starting in August, there is finally on the calendar, there was some football on the calendar, so I know we're all looking forward to that. But a good time out there, everyone. Thanks to everyone that came out, and looking forward to seeing all the photos and everything in the preview, in the paper, and all the stuff coming up here soon. That was today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
For well over 10 years, Intercon has been telling consumers that vinyl windows are the best option for this climate. Now, there are a number of vendors offering a vinyl solution, but don't be misled. All vinyl windows are not the same. Changing in their windows in your home is a major investment that you only want to do once. Ask to see a sample window and use your common sense. Does the window look and feel solid and substantial? Look at how the window operates. Does it have a continuous balance system or a cheap setup with pulleys and strings? Ask about the U factor and solar heat gain coefficient, which are standard energy performance metrics. Finally, ask about who will be installing the window and who will be standing behind the warranty. At Intercon, we use the Burris TechView line of windows made to our size specifications installed by Intercon full-time employees. We stand behind our products with industry-leading limited lifetime warranties. Trust your neighbors at Intercon with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder, complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down and payments of only $156 per month. Norman G. asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G. makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Norman G. Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Fall into fun with Brian Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your kids healthy with an article on the important checkups your child needs for back to school. And be sure to check out our after school activity guide. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back to school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Spend your weekdays with Tex Ags Radio,
Louis Bellina,
Aggie Nation, and Chip Howard.
Spend your weekdays with The Zone,
FM 102.7,
and Sports Radio 1150.
Welcome back. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom, joined by Kelly Brown. Talking about what's going on out there in non-Tom Brady broken phone-related news. Is there any
broken
other news?
Broken phone? Come on now.
He had him destroy the phone.
Destroyed, exactly.
Destroyed.
Destroyed evidence.
Yeah.
In some quadrants of the universe, that would be considered a felony.
But in this case, because it's not technically a crime, deflating footballs not against the law, as far as I know. He's just
So do you think he's going to watch?
Deny till you die. That's what he's going with.
Do you think he'll watch the games on TV? Will he watch them at all? Will he watch them with his model wife? How do you think it's going to go down?
I think he'll watch the tape. I'm not even sure he'll watch the tape. I don't think he'll watch.
Follow it on Twitter, maybe?
No, he's not really a Twitterer. I think he'll just go off to some island somewhere and just not even care.
So, thank you, Aubrey, for helping carry things in at the media day today. Would you like to share with the public what stupid thing I did?
Well, you know, we all do. Stupid's a tough word. We all do absent. It's early. We're night people at the newspaper. This morning, we all got up a little earlier than we normally do, and Kelly went to the gas station to get some ice, paid for the ice, and didn't grab the ice.
Just drove off.
Now, when you went back, did they believe you? Did they give it to you?
Yeah.
Did you have to pay again?
The guy, no. Look at this face. I'm so
well. You
honest.
Don't. Never mind. You never know. In the morning,
sure.
It could be a shift change. It could be
no
a midnight to
change.
8 thing.
It was the same guy. I walked in. I said, "I am a complete idiot. I bought." 5 bags of ice earlier, and I just pulled away. And he goes, "I saw you pull away." I was like, "I have no way to get in touch with her. She left her ice." I'm like, "Okay, I need to be put in
but you
institution."
Got it. We
got the ice.
You rallied.
I just had to out myself because I figure one day we'll be sitting here and you'll be like, "Well, what about that time that you forgot to get the ice?" And then I will.
Is that how I sound?
A little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
So right, what's going on out there?
Okay, so Sam Peschek was out at the Riverside campus.
Oh, yeah, this was cool.
Yeah, there's a 3-day forum, which I wish I was at. It's for first responders as well as drone and mapping technology experts from around the country, and they are gathered on the Riverside campus today for, get this, I love the name of this, it's the 2015 Summer Institute on Flooding. What? Okay, so here's the thing. These guys are using SituMap, which is this mapping technology that has been commercialized through the A&M system. So it's these Teeks guys, okay? So they, and it's Texas A&M Corpus Christi, actually, are the ones who put this together. But it does all kinds of cool little missions. And so you want to find out what those are, you can check out Sam's story at MiAggieNation.com as well as TheEagle.com. But I'm trying to think of some of the stuff that he was telling us that
I'm
he saw earlier.
I'm wondering what makes a drone different from a remote control vehicle. Is there like a technical difference?
I would say yes. There's a lot. See, with the mapping in this thing, you put the software program. Okay, for instance, so first responders, you know, they get a call that something's going on at the Eagle that needs some assistance. I don't want to jinx it by saying anything terribly bad, but so if they for some reason need to know where people are in the building, this mapping program will help the first responders see where the people are, and it will take a picture. You can take a picture, a screenshot of the computer, send it back to the first responder, and he'll be like, "Okay, I got to take a left here and go upstairs." And
that has nothing to do with the drone bit, though, right?
Well, no, but it's the software that's programmed into.
Yeah. Okay,
all of this,
okay? I gotcha.
Do I look like I am a drone expert?
I've wondered.
I'm gonna find the answer out.
When I was a kid, we called them remote control vehicles.
Well, this is a lot more. It's a lot more complex. You need to read up on it.
Oh, so it's just all right. Well, anyway, what else is going on?
I don't know if I'm done talking about this. I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's it. We've got I think they're called the Flats at 12.
Sure.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Formerly known as.
I'm
going to
assume
it's
some sort of apartment complex.